I got involved with the Iditarod because of my dad. About 20 years ago, my dad called me up. I was living in Virginia Beach at that time. And he said, you need to check out this dog race, because he knew I loved dogs. And so I got off the phone with him, pulled it up on the internet, started reading a lot about it, and then thought, hey, I can use this in the classroom. And then I was hooked, and I continued for about 20 years so far. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because I'm the 2020 teacher on the trail. Every day I write journal entries about what's going on the trail. I also take time to write a tribute to Perseverance for mushers that have been on the trail in the past. And I also write lesson plans and give teaching tips to teachers across the world to use in their classroom. I think that's important because when I teach the Iditarod in my class, it's a time when the kids are really engaged. They love the dogs. They love learning about Alaska because it's just so different from Connecticut, where I'm from. So we spend most of our year incorporating Iditarod into just about everything we do: science, social studies, talking about communities, math problems, STEM, reading. So it's a part of our whole life. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was my first flight in a small plane. I think that's one of the things that I was most nervous about when I came up to Alaska as teacher on the trail, was getting into the small plane and flying from checkpoint to checkpoint. But my first experience, I was just awestruck. I took hundreds of pictures out the window of the mountains and anything I could see. What I know for sure in life is that my family is very important. I have a very supportive husband and 6 wonderful children. And when I decided to apply for Teacher on the Trail, they all backed me, and they're at home cheering me on right now.